Next item on the agenda, item 16, public hearing, consideration of allowing multiple permittees on board a vessel under a maximum gill net length requirement. Intend to gill net consolidate limited entries and transfers.
Sir, during a period of economic difficulty, the gill net subcommittee recognized the need for harvesters to join together to work gear, promoting cost savings and efficiency. They did not want to promote license stacking, which is also not a commission intention. The committee recommended a vessel limit whereby the combination of all gill net licenses on board the vessel cannot exceed 12,000 feet regardless of the number of Class A or Class B gill net permittees aboard a vessel. Now, the current regulation has it where it's unlawful for more than one gill net limited entry permittee on board any vessel at any time to set, place, or fish any gill nets except those legally licensed. This would basically expand to allow more than one permittee. Staff has gone with talked with law enforcement about this. Lieutenant Colonel Warner Rhodes, Virginia Marine Police, provided the following comment. All Fork area captains responded and said that the regulation as being proposed was not enforceable. All have stated it was impossible to measure the amount of gill net on board on a boat or in the water. Staff usually would promote any effort to promote cost savings and efficiency inside of fishery, but this one we would see a loss of enforceability. The proposal has been advertised in accordance with 28.2209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing today. The attached public notice is part of the evaluation. We have received no public comments to date, and we recommend denial of this amendment.
Any questions of Mr. Grist? Mr. Bell?
I'm getting a lot of work this afternoon, but I haven't had a lot of success. the way I read it, when it was discussed with all four of the captains, it was period. Not the fact that you had multiple licenses on there. The way I understand it is, they could not very well measure the amount of net on a vessel, no matter what.
That's true.
I mean, is that how you...
That wasn't... No, we provide with law enforcement... We provide them the entire context of how it is multiple permittees on board a vessel.
That's how they respond. Not
that back. Is their response.
Fair enough.
Further questions? This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Now, from a former law enforcement perspective, I'm at 12,000 feet. That's a tough sell. I can't support the amendment. Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to accept staff recommendations.
Motion made by Ms. Payne to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second? Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion?
Yeah. So whether it's one person on a boat or whether it's two persons on the boat, what's the max? It's the same maximum feet of net, right?
It's related to your actual permit. So if you're a class...
So the 12,000 foot, whether you could be a single person and have 12,000 foot of net on the boat.
Unless you're a Class B, and then you could only be operating right. 6,000.
So I don't get the difficulty. It'd be tough to do whether you got one or two people on the boat. The number of people are going to change the enforceability.
Randy, if you want to discuss this, the matter is determining.
I don't see how it matters how many's on the boat trying to measure
12,000
feet of net is what our problem is. It doesn't matter who's there on any boat or whatever's going on.
The regulation is already tough as it is because it only allows one permittee, their permit on the boat, no one else, even if they're helping, can be on board with their permit to go out. So it's already a difficult regulation for law enforcement. Adding this into it makes it just impossible.
I certainly understand everything. I mean, the only enforceability aspect of it that is enforceable is the fact that a person can't buy no more than X amount of license. 5 sets of 1,200 foot, we'll use that, but that's generally what's used.
Right.
If you're a class D intensive. And so that's basically the enforceability. If they come across a net that doesn't have a license tag on it, and it's illegal. So, I mean, I have no problem with that. The problem I have is, I think it's legitimate for some of the upriver people. And, you know, I'll probably support this motion, but maybe we need to kick it back to Finn Fish and see if we can come up with something for above the bridges. Because, I mean, that's where the problem is. It's not they want.
We recognize that, and we're all for trying, but this, the way it is right now, is just not going to work. We gotta try something else.
If we can do something through Finn Fish and try to move it along, maybe we can do it as an exemption upriver or something, these bridges.
I guess kind of what I meant was, it's 12,000 feet in and of itself is enough to have to measure. If you start stacking them up and getting them above 12,000, somebody have to sit there and measure what's the possible if you start stacking them.
124, 36. I mean, you're
a
lot.
That was my point. I mean, 12,000 in and of itself is enough to have to.
And as you allow more individuals with permits on the boat to work all their gear together, the other problem you run into is officer literally just going to have to babysit somebody all day long to make sure you're only doing this, you're only doing that, and you're not exceeding the 12,000 limit. I mean, and that's not possible. That's just not possible.
That's 1,200 foot. You know, that's per one person. You take two people, 20.
It would remain 12,000 no matter what.
Right.
But what you're saying is that even though people would be the same 12,000, it gives more opportunity for 12,000 foot net being on a boat by people being able to add.
It gives more opportunity to cheating and stacking.
Right.
Okay.
That's over
2 miles.
You don't.
I don't know how you do that, Randy.
Is there a motion to accept staff recommendation? Motion by Mr. Tankard. Second by, Connie. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I request that we do take this back to the Senate and try to find a solution for the
So noted.